Hanukkah, discussing today relating to Hanukkah, and that is the question of being mishtamish using the Hanukkah candles. The Brisa says in Masechet Sofer Perchof, in the version of the Bar Ilan HaTalach HaDala, I think by us it's HaTalach HaVov, in the back of the Gemara, it says what the brachas are, and then you say, in the second line there, source one, Haneros HaElu, we see like Haneros HaLolu, Anomadlikin, and the text there is similar, not exactly the same as the text that we use for Haneros HaLolu, but it does have a line on the third line, Ve'ein Lono Rishus L'Ishtamesh Ban El Erosim Novad. We declare every night of Hanukkah in Haneros HaLolu, this line from the Masechet Sofer, that we have no Rishus to use the Hanukkah, that only we're supposed to look at it. Incidentally, you may notice that in the Haneros, the Masechet Sofer, Haneros HaLolu is after the bracha of Adlik Nes HaHanukkah, before the other brachas, before Shosanisim and before Shechianu. And actually has the Shechianu on the first night prior to the bracha of Shosanisim. So that's a discussion maybe for another time. But anyway, as far as Haneros HaLolu is concerned, it says we're not allowed to use them, and that's the text that the Tur prints in the Tofer Yishai involved. In the second source, Achash Shehidlik Omer Haneros HaLolu, he has the text again, more or less the text we have, and it incorporates that line, Ben Lona Rishul Sishtamish Ben Ela Rosim Bovad. So the question is, why do we not have Rishul Sishtamish Bahem? Okay, well, what's the reason behind that apparent Isser? We're not allowed to use the Hanukkah candles. So what's the problem with using the Hanukkah candles? We light them. Why can't we can use the Shabbos candles, you know, to see? So why should we have to use the Hanukkah candles as well? So it appears that there are four reasons, which I'd like to just go through them, looking at some of the makaras. The Gemara in Masechet Shabbos, the principal sugi, as you know, of Hilchos Hanukkah, is in the second paragraph of Masechet Shabbos, where it comes in incidentally. Hanukkah is not really discussed in the Mishnah. It's not quite like people say there's no mention at all of Hanukkah in the Mishnah. It's not true. Hanukkah is mentioned in the Mishnah, but the dinim of Hanukkah not really mentioned. Hanukkah is mentioned in the Mishnah in incidental places. We're learning Baba Kama now in the Yeshiva. Hanukkah is in the Mishnah and Baba Kama about if your Hanukkah candles catch fire and cause damage. So Hanukkah is mentioned there. But it's not Hilchos Hanukkah. Hanukkah is mentioned in Maseches Megillah regarding the Kriyas HaTorah for all the special days, so it mentions what the Kriyas HaTorah is for Hanukkah and so on. Okay, but anyway, but the dinim of Hanukkah are not found. It's an interesting question. It's own right. Why is that so? It's a good question. But in any event, it's in the Gemara, because the Gemara is talking about Shabbos candles. So on the very bottom of Chaf Aleph Manala, that's the second parak of Shabbos, called Bameh Madlikin. We say the Mishnah is Friday night. But in the Gemara, in Bameh Madlikin, so we have a statement regarding Shabbos candles and Hanukkah candles, because the Gemara says, Amar Abuna, in the third source, Shabbos Chaf Aleph Manala, Psilos Ushmanim Shomer Chachama Ein Madlikin Bebe Shabbos, Ein Madlikin Bebe Hanukkah. Whatever the Mishnayos tell us, those who say Bameh Madlikin will remember, the Mishnayos tell us there's certain types of wicks and certain types of oils that are used for Shabbos candles. So Rav Huna makes an equation. He says the very same, whatever is also to use for Shabbos candles, you can't use for Hanukkah candles either. Whether it's Shabbos Hanukkah or weekday Hanukkah, it doesn't matter. Even if it's the Sunday night of Hanukkah, you can't use them either. Omer Rav, my time with Rav Huna, Kosova Kovsa Zokokla, Umuta Lishamish Laurim. Because Rav Huna is afraid that since Kovsa Zokoklo, if the Hanukkah candles blow out, you have to relight them. If they blow out within the time that they have to burn, let's assume for now that they burn for half an hour. So if they blow out within that time, you have to relight it. Okay? And also, therefore, you shouldn't use the type. What type of wicks are no good for Shabbos? The things that flicker. Right, lick wicks and candles that don't really light well because they flicker, they go out. So with Hanukkah candles, since the din is Kovsa Zokoklo, you can't use the same. You can't use those same things. You can't use a Shabbos Hanukkah candle either because you're afraid they're going to go out. You have to keep worrying about relighting because Kofs is Zokoklo. And also, he says, Mutul Ishtamish La'ora. Because it should be a lot. Why can't I use those candles on for Hanukkah candles on Shabbos Hanukkah? After all, I can't relight it anyway because it's Shabbos. No, but Mutul Ishtamish La'ora. You're allowed to use the candles and therefore afraid that you'll use them and you'll forget that it's Shabbos and you'll relight it. So therefore, he puts those two things together. That's Rav Huna. Second opinion of Chista. Rav Chista Amar Madlikin Ben Bechol. Rav Chista said, no, those candles that are disqualified for Shabbos candles, you can't use for Hanukkah candles on Shabbos Hanukkah. But on the weekday of Hanukkah, you can. Why? Because he holds Kofsa Ein Zokoklo. He holds they blow out. There's no need to relight them anyway. So they'll blow out. Right? But Mutul Ishtamish La'ora. But you're allowed to use it, so therefore worried on Shabbos. So you can't use those candles for those types of candles that are also on Shabbos because they flicker. Are also on Shabbos Hanukkah for Hanukkah candles too. They just put on Tuesday out of Hanukkah, it's not a problem. They flicker, they'll go out, so they'll go out. Kovsa Ein Zokoklo. And the third opinion is Amar Abzer. This goes over Amar Beis and Shabbos. Amar Abzer, Amar Masav, Amar Abzer. Whatever it is, Psil Shabbos Shemanim Shomer Chum Ain Medlikin LeShabbos Medlikin by Mechanike Bein Mechol Bein BeShabbos. My Amar Abiyam in my time do Avka So Amar Kav Se Ain Zakov Also Shabbos Lower. Abzer says no. The Psilos and Shemanim that are also on Shabbos, that's a din in Shabbos that doesn't do with Chanukah, and you can use them any weeknight of Chanukah. Because he holds kofsa ain zakukla, and he holds you can even use on Shabbos Chanukah because aser l'shtamish laora, because you can't use the Chanukah candles anyways. There's no concern of Shema Yateh, no concern you'll be using a fanta on Shabbos and relight it. Why? Because I don't use the Chanukah candles anyway. You follow? That's the shita of Rav, the third shita of Zera, the name of Rav. Okay, or they were a mass, whatever it was. That actually says because kofsa ain zakukla fine, but on Shabbos also there's no problem with using those because. It'll flicker, you'll add oil. No, you're not allowed to use them anyways. Also, l'shtamish l'ora. Why is also l'shtamish l'ora? So Rashi, and so as far Rashi says, and we have the Rashi, I'm going to skip a little bit, but Rashi says, and this is reason number one, why is also l'shtamish l'ora? I mean, l'chor, that's where it comes from, and there is halalo. That is Gemara. Also, l'shtamish l'ora, why not, says Rashi, the second Rashi in 5, she nikar shehu ner mitzvah. It has to be somehow clear or recognizable that this is set aside for a mitzvah. Nikar shuner mitzvah. Okay, but leka lamecha shvatoya. And therefore, you don't have to worry that you might use it and you'll shemayata on Shabbos. You'll get oil. No, you're not allowed to use it anyway. Okay? So, the opinion is certainly according to Abzera. And by the way, you could suggest, even according to the other opinions, you're also not allowed to use it for tashmish kavua, for. Regularly, just a lot of glance at something. We'll leave that out for now. The point is, here's reason number one that it has to be nikar that it's ner. It has to be nikar that it's a ner mitzvah. Perhaps this is related to prisumi nisa, meaning it's set aside for a mitzvah and for publicizing the miracle of Hanukkah, not for anything else. Let's remember for a moment that in the olden days, people lit candles every night of the week, okay, throughout the year, not just on Hanukkah. Why? Because that's how you could see, right? I mean, there was no big news lighting candles. People lit candles every time it got dark out on a regular Tuesday night. They would light candles because that's how you could see in the house without electricity. So lighting candles was not a unique thing. For us, we use electricity most of the time. So lighting candles stands out, something unusual. But until the invention of electricity, for hundreds and hundreds of years, that was not the case, right? Lighting candles was something people did all the time. Every night of the year. It's kept on Shabbos. They have to light before Shabbos. But I mean, generally speaking, you lit candles to be able to see in your house during the night. So, the Hanukkah candles, the way Rashi seems to be saying, you know, it has to be clear. These are not regular lights that we light all year long, every night of the year, to be able to see in the house. These are special lights. It has to be nikar. It has to be noticeable. Okay? And it's interesting, there's a Gemara later in that same sugi in Shabbos, okay, regarding Shabbos candles. The Gemara has a discussion. What happens if a person is so poor? He can either afford only Shabbos candles or Hanukkah candles. And so it's 6. Amar Rava Pshitali, Ner Beso, Ner Hanukkah, Ner Beso, Adam Mishal Beso. Okay, if you can only afford candles for Shabbos and candles for Hanukkah, you have to buy Shabbos candles. Why? Because Ner Beso, Ner Hanukkah, and Rashi says it means Ner Beso, but Shabbos candles. Why? Because it's Shalom Bayis. The whole purpose of having candles on Shabbos is Dafka to use them to see. That's what they're for. Right, you can't light Shabbos candles on Shabbos itself. They serve of creating fire on Shabbos. So they mainly have to light them before Shabbos. That's the idea of Shabbos candles. Shabbos candles have light in the house. Today, lechora, you should be able to light electric lights. Some people have that practice. Try and do it in my house where you can. You know, it's turning off the electric lights right before the woman benches lift. And then when she benches lift, you turn the electric light on, or at least in that room, and also the Shabbos candle. So the brachas chal also on the electric. When you sit in your dining room, most of the light comes from the chandelier, whatever, from the electric lights. So that's how we see today. We still light the candles, right, to maintain the tradition. But the real light is the light that you get because you want to be able to benefit from it. You want to be able to see the much more pleasant atmosphere at the table if the room is lifted, if the room is light. Anyway, and the Rambam passes that way, Alocha, Paragdal, Alocha, Yudal, and 8, Ner Beso, Kodom, Shem, Shalom, Beso, fine, Shulchan Aruch is like that. Okay? So it's interesting, the... Mogen Avraham, if you move to source 10, I'm sorry, I have a different, I didn't print the way I wanted to print, but the sources are the same. So you look in source 10, what do you mean Shalom Bayis? Shemitz Tarim Leishu Bechoshe, right? It's uncomfortable, no one wants to sit in the dark. They don't enjoy sitting in the dark. People get, you know, they're not happy sitting in the dark. And he writes, "Efshad is manazesh alikim bifnim yikin ner Chanukah." Okay, so he says as follows. He says, you know, today we light Chanukah candles in the house anyway. In the olden days, they lit the Chanukah candles outside. And as you saw, still many people have that practice. Even around here, some people still have that practice, right? They light the Chanukah candles outside. So if you're choosing between Chanukah candles and Shabbos candles, so if you light the Chanukah candle, the guy's so poor, if you light the Chanukah, it's outside, it doesn't help you indoors. Okay, but today, we're lighting indoors anyway, man. Most people light indoors anyway, so maybe you can get the best of both worlds, the Magen Avraham says. Okay? He says, nowadays, even though, since we light indoors, so then buy Chanukah candles, because you can double up. You can use them as Chanukah candles and as the candles for the house. Right? It'll be the same thing. The Maharam says, Afo Pish also lechol orim, it come up and came with the Efshim, you know, just like the Gemara says, Shasa Sakona, you can put the Chanukah candles not in a place of the Pisumin Nisus. Here too is like that. Okay, in other words, the Mogar Ram says that here there's no choice. So, but again, the assumption, as I say always, is that usher, that there's an isser for to use the candles. Okay, the Shabura in 11 says, despite this Mogar Ram, at the end of Sivkotin Bay is there, and says all the Sivkotin Tofrei Shain Ches. We're keeping the score right. Tofrei Shain Ches. Sivkotin the Mogar Ram is Sivkotin Bay. We just mentioned the Shabura at the end of Sivkotin Bay is right. Vavarov Achor Miskim the Ein Lachalik was there. Main is Managmar is Manainu. Fine. Okay. Anyway, so this is reason number one. Reason number one, that is an Israel, Ishtamish Be'or, of the Ner Chanukah, is it'll be recognizable, nikar, it'll be noticeable for the sake of the mitzvah. Okay? And you're not using it for other things. Good. A second approach, based on a later sugya in that same Chanukah sugya, 13, is the Gemara in Shabbos, Chof Beis and Beis. Omer Hudam of Asim Rav, Osir Lahartzos Mo'os, Keneged Ner Chanukah. You can't sit and count your change using the light of the Ner Chanukah. That's what the Rabbi Yehuda says. Now, by the way, Rabbi Yehuda, I didn't mention this in the Yiddish, Rabbi Yehuda was a Talmud of Rav, he was also a Talmud of Shmuel. So Rabbi Yehuda said the name of Asi, the name of Rav, Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav. He also is a Talmud of Shmuel. So he says, Kamrisa Kamei de Shmuel, when I told this ruling of Rav that you can't count your money, you know, by the light of the Chanukah candles, Amar Ali v'chiner Kedusha Yeshbo. Why not? Why not? What, the Chanukah is Kedusha? You know how to use it? Nenef Mehekta, something like that. So he says, "Maskev Lor Yosef." So what do you mean? Rechidam kedush yesh po. The Tanya v'shachav v'chisav v'ashashav v'chase. Shalom yechasena beregel. He said, "We've been by kisi adam." You know that when you shech the bird or you shech the chaya, type of animal, non-domesticated animal. So there's a mitzvah called kisi adam. You shech chickens and turkeys and so on. You have the mitzvah of kisi adam. Take dirt and cover. You know that din, right? The mitzvah of kisi adam. So the blood is on the floor. So you don't want to get your hands dirty, so let me just go ahead and kick some of the dirt onto the dam. So the Gemara says, I want to do that, right? B'shofa hachisa, that's the pasuk over there in Parshas Zachrimos, which talks about the mitzvah of kisa dam. B'shofa as domo b'chisoho be'alfar. So since there's a link between the two verbs, b'shofa hachisa, the same instrument used for b'shofa should be used to kisa in your hand. You shecht with the hand, so you do kisa with your hand also. Shalech hasan amrega. Why not? Shalo yehel you mitzos bezuyosol. It you know, it doesn't look nice. They're doing a mitzvah, you're kicking the dirt. It doesn't look nice. It looks like, you know, it's a little mitzvah bezuyos. So he says hachanami show you mitzos bezuyosol over here too. Okay, here also the reason why you shouldn't use the chanukah is to count your money. It's a bezuy mitzvah. Right, this is your mitzvah. Now you're taking care of your counting money so people don't tell you, you're checking your email, you know, by the light of the Chanukah candles, right? You take out your phone, all right, the phones have lights, but whatever. But you're checking something, you know, checking your text messages by the light of the Chanukah. It's a busy mitzvah, and that's exactly how the Kolbo writes in Simon Mem Dalet, 15. Okay? He says, also, Mishum busy mitzvah, says in Mefurish. So that's already a second. It's not the same, not exactly the same as Rashi said. Rashi said that it's a kind of a hecker that we should distinguish between what's the nair that is set aside for a mitzvah, not for personal use. But here it's a bizui mitzvah, right? Also, the hearts are small. So bizui mitzvah, you're using the candles for your personal needs, right? And that's what the Kolbo writes openly. Also, Shalom Shalom Mishum, bizui mitzvah. Okay? Yeah. The Baal Amor on this Sugya and Shabbos, stuff testament off on the page of the Riv. Right? A nafkamina. Okay? Because we had two reasons so far, right? So we said that it's a, you know, it's a din in somehow it's a din that we nicker this for the sake of the mitzvah. And now we said Biza mitzvah. The Balamor has a discussion in 17. Lamanda Omar also is Tamash Oshin and Hanukkah called Tashmish B'mashma, Afilu Tashmish to mitzvah, Tashmish to Kedusha. So he says, one second. He says, you know, the Gemara talks about counting your money. Okay, let's say I don't want to count my money by the light. I want to learn. I'm going to sit down and learn by the light of the Chanukah. The Chor, that's not Biza mitzvah. Right? I mean, that's not Biza mitzvah. You're going to learn. You're going to review Hilchos Chanukah. You're going to say some tefillahs or whatever. Some people have, by the chassidim, whatever, they say all kinds of tefillahs, you know, with the Chanukah candles. So I want to say that, by the way, that's not Biza. I understand counting my money, checking my email. That's Biza mitzvah. But Lechora, count Tashmish Kedusha, Tashmish Mitzvah, I'm using it for, I want to learn, I want to learn my child, what could be more beautiful, right? I'll learn my son, or my daughter, whatever, I'll learn right by the light of the Chanukah candles. Right? You could say that's not a Bizu Mitzvah. Nonetheless, he says, and he throws in, we'll come back to his point, okay? He says, Shem Zechel and Neiris will Shem Shahechel, when I come back to that point. Okay, but he said in the third line, Tashmish Rishus Shalchol, that's Biza Mitzvah. Look at this, three lines in the end. Umaskana Dishmaitza, the Chayshinim and Erchanaka le Biza Mitzvah, Afilish Tamish Laura, Ledvar Harishus, Gon Hartos Mos, Aval Kedusha Einba, Umutar Lish Tamish Laura, Tashmish Mitzvah. The Balamor says, but if it's according to this reason, which he seems to pass it like, that it's an Indian of Biza Mitzvah, he says, Tashmish al Mitzvah Mutter. Not a problem. Okay? And he's not a Das Yochid. You look in 18, the Shavuot HaLeket, in the Indian Chanukah, in Kuf, Pei, Hey. Okay? Towards the end of the first line, the again, I think I have a different printing but in front of me, but you look in 18, he said at the end, he said, Upirish Baal HaDibros, that's the Baal HaIter. There's a sefer called the Sefer Iter. So he has what he calls a Seres HaDibros. Nothing to do with the Seres HaDibros. I've seen it, but he has 10 areas of halacha. So anyway, they sometimes call them the Bala HaDibros. The Sefer Iter, the Bala Iter. The Pirish Bala Iter is out. Davka Tashmish Chol Nakar Abba Tashmish Kedusha Mutter. Okay? So here you have a second reason. And this is a practical, you know, practical distinction related to Bizu Mitzvah. Okay? It's a machlokas nabavi nishalmi. It's a nishalmi in Shabbos Perek Beis Alochal of 19. So if tachlifa shal of chisav lo kain ilfam a rebbe Shabbos cholos b'chanukah she'osu liros matbea leor chanukah. You're not allowed to count your coins. That's true. But look in the Korban Eidah 20. He says, not allowed to count your money and so on. V'kol shekain shar tashmishin. Culture, certainly. So maybe means even Tashmish Shal Kedusha also. On the other hand, the Pnei Moshe, the 21, says, and that's the Yelens also, I'm sorry, he says, because look at 21, it says, also lost my base of four lines, Alma Afilu Tashmish Mitzvah, also is Tashmish Shal Hanukkah. So perhaps that it's, and that's, maybe that's the Babi Nishami, but we'll leave that out. We look in 22, the Ramban, in the Chiddush Ramban, okay, in Shabbos Chofam, openly argue. Again, I stress, the Balamor and the Shavuot HaLeket both learn that it's a problem of Bizui Mitzvah, therefore a non-Bizui type of activity, learning or davening or whatever, by the light of the Chanukah candle, looking up the Dinim, something like that, that's certainly okay. But the Ramban and the Chiddushim, 22 rather, and the Ritzvot, 23, both Udamrina, look at the Ramban, on Chafal of Amazing Shabbos, Udamrina and also Ishtavish, or a Kol Tashmishin B'mashma, Bein the Mitzvah, Kigon Tzu the Shabbos, Bein the Rishos. Okay? He makes an interesting point, because the Gemara said, you're not allowed to use the Ner Chanukah. Right, and we mentioned that distinction. Whether it's even not as if you light indoors, what about for the Shabbos Suda? Isn't that a Dvar Mitzvah? Right? Why do we say Ner Shabbos Adif? Why do we say the guy who's so poor can only buy candles either for Shabbos or for Hanukkah should buy for Shabbos because Shalom Beis Adif? I have a simpler solution. Let him use the Hanukkah candles for Shabbos. But the Gemara didn't say that. So apparently, even for Suda Shabbos and Mitzvah, not only use it, that's what the Ramban is driving at. Okay? Why is that called Bizui Mitzvah? So he writes, because the chol she'odam mishtamish b'mitzvah zu l'acheres b'izu mitzvah hi zu the mechzi kemad l'chaviv l'hach mitzvah v'avad mitzvah chrisi. It's still called the Bizu Mitzvah. Why? Because, oh, I want to learn. Okay, the main thing is the learning. So, Chanukah Kiryas Echad, right? That's so important. Right? Now, the Ramban is just explaining why it's still called Bizu Mitzvah, even if you're using it for a noble purpose. Because vis-a-vis that mitzvah, the Hainu in this case, near Chanukah, you're saying, they're not important. I'm doing something more important. Ooh, I'm learning by the light of Chanukah. That's even more important. So, that's a shtickle Bizu to the mitzvah, even if not counting money. So, that's the. That is the Shita of the Ramban against the Balamor. The Ritva quotes that Yesh Pirshu, Ritva Amar Behuda, it's Chapez Menalav, the Rishbor writes, he says, Yesh Pirshu Okar Artsos Moshu Dvar Shachol, Afuke de Mutu Vishamish Over Dvar Shomitzah, that's the Balamor, but only here. And he says, Kol Tashmish Mimashma, Afilo Tashmish, the Mitzvah Osir. Okay, and he has a different reason why it's a Biza Mitzvah. Because it's, look what he writes, Ubitul Pirsume Nisa. It's a Biza in the sense you're taking away. What's the reason for Ner Chanukah? Pirsume Nisa, right? So it's a Biza, it's lacking in Pirsume Nisa. If you're using it to learn by, good, it's a Mitzvah, beautiful Mitzvah. You know, learn the Parak Mamadlikin, you know, in the Gemara, and Hilchos Chanukah, but the light of the Chanukah. So it's not Biza. Ramban gives you a reason, Biza, because, you know, it takes away from that Mitzvah for the sake of what perhaps you're presenting as a more important Mitzvah. That the Ritva is saying a little differently. He's saying, because it takes away from Pirsume Nisa. It looks like you're using, again, I remind you, that in the olden days, that's how they learned every night of the year, by the light of the Chanukah candles, by the light of the candles. So tonight, it's not going to stand out that this is Pirsume Nisa. It's a little closer to Rashi, by the way, if you learn it that way. But his point is that he considers that to be still Biza Mitzvah. Okay? And the Rosh, says in Shabbos Perek Beis Siman Vav is a little bit of a different angle. Okay, the reason he says, why did the Gemara single out Hartzos Mos? Because it's a very, very temporary use. How long does it take you to count your money? 2 seconds, right? It's not exactly something. So he said, even that's also over. It's Rechina Lahai Hartzos Mos to Har Mina Lael to also Shamsh Ora Hainu Davka Tashmish Kavua. Right? If you're sitting there for a long time. So then, Haroa Omer L'Shem Tashmiz Edlikup. Oh, that's why he lit the light. But no one's going to say, you don't light a candle, even in the olden days, just to count your money. It takes 2 seconds. Right? You don't light a candle for that reason. Okay? So I would have thought, Tashmiz Edlikup. Anyway, so that's the Rosh's angle on it. Okay? And it looks like this from a subsequent Gemara as well, on Chaf Beis Aleph 25, okay, where the Gemara asks, Bom and Erbishu and Levi, Mao listapek minoy sukkah, kol shiva. During the week of sukkahs, can I use the decorations? Those times they put up actual fruit. We put up plastic, I guess, but you know, in the old days people used to put up actual fruit. Okay. Well, the Gemara says, no, just like you can't use the Chanukah candles for counting money, I can't use the decorations that I put up for Noi Sukkah, my own personal needs also. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Amar Yosef Mar Davram, right? Rashi is Loshon Tamiyahu, right? This is Chof Beis Amon Aleph. You look at the Rashi's. He says, the fruits, they are not the same thing, okay? It suggests that it's not the same thing because one is more specific, but at the end we have the famous statement, Elamarosa Avuan de Kulo Dam. The case of Kedam, Kisa Dam, that's the mocker for Mitzvah Zuyus. Anyway, so that is a second time. So hopefully we have two. It's a possible nafkamina. Good. Now, we have a third possible source. On that same Gemara, if you look at 27, on that Gemara in Sukkah, Chof Beis, Shabbos, Chof Beis, okay? The Gemara says, Tosa says, Sukkah Tanya, Tosa Masul Sukkah, 27, Sukkah Tanya, Mashma, the time of the Noi is Sukkah Mishum Bizu Mitzvah, okay? Sounds from this Gemara, the Gemara draws an equation between Noi Sukkah and Ner Chanukah and Dam, Kisa Dam, Avon the Kulon Dam. So he says, Tamash from the time of the noise sukkah mishum bizim it's a kosher levi. Okay, beperek kira, mash from the time mishum migdis katzoy le mitzvah. No, not a lot. There's a different reason. Noise sukkah is usher, okay, because of this. It was set aside for the sake of a mitzvah. It's not a matter of bizim mitzvah. It's hooked to a mitzvah, is a terminology that we have. Isn't it a problem of hooked to a mitzvah? He refers to Gemara and Shabbos regarding the nair of Shabbos. They're hooked to a mitzvah. Hooked to a mitzvah. Okay? So, Mashra Tamishu Migli is katsi la mitzvah. And then the answer, the re-answer, no, you need both reasons. Okay? Because hooked to a mitzvah, I would have thought maybe doesn't apply in Chalamoin, okay? Because there's no muktzah, and it's only on Shabbos and Yontem. But Shum Bizim Mitzvah applies all the time. But in any event, we have at least a hint in this Tosus to a third possible point of Ner Chanukah that it's hooked to the mitzvah. It's not a question of Heker. It's not a question of. And again, you can conceive in your mind the overlap between these approaches, but it's a little different, right? There's Heker. I notice that the Heker of Pursu Benisa. There's the avoiding bizu mitzvah and the machlokas that engenders, whether if you're using it for a non-bizu purpose, is that bizu mitzvah or not. And now you have a concept of hukta l'mitzvaso. Right, that's a sugyan Shabbos mem heyam and aleph, okay, which I'm not going to go into. I have the Gemara Rashi there. Okay, hukta l'mitzvaso is mentioned there. So tosus on chav beis and aleph, so move down to 30. The rest of that tosus, okay. So tosus says, by the sukkah also, look, three lines, they're long tosses, but look at the four, five, six lines down at 30. Mashma headed atse sukkah lo asa mishum di skatsoy le mitzvosa. Okay? Just a minute. Yeah. So the tosses deals with the following, deals with the question. What is this? What is the mocker? His upshot is going to be what is it? Did you guys learn sukkah last year? You learned sukkah. So did you learned about the, did you do daf tes? Remember that you meant to go to the daf tes of hooks and mitzvah. So in other words, we have regarding the schach and so on. And remember that kishem shachal shem shamayim ala sukkah chach and shama. Sorry, kishem shachagigach. Remember that satosis on Shabbos chabeis malal brings up that gemara on sukkah daf tes. I'm not going to read all inside now to save some time, but if you notice again, I printed the psukim and emor parakom kol posuk lamadal. It's chag asukas shivas yomim, Lashem chag asukas, and the gemara and beitza daf lamed. Okay, nine lati sukas shasur kol shivas emor chag asukas shivas Hashem v'tanya the mitzvah kashem shechal shem shemayim al chagiga chach shem shemayim al sukkah and so on. Okay, bottom line. Okay, it says that. Rishonim write on that sugin Beitz and also on that sugin Shabbos that's the din. Huktzal mitzvaso emerges from that din of Chal Shem Shemayim ala sukkah. You follow? Because Tosa said, I'm going through this part quickly because it's not really a Hanukkah question. But if you look at it, you have time, you'll go through these sources and you may remember from learning sukkah. Because the kasha is, what do you need the top reason of Huktzal mitzvaso for? Okay? You have a din, Chal Shem Shemayim ala sukkah. Right? Tosa is that kasha, which is the deraisa. Remember that? Remember that? We must discuss that. I'm sure we discussed it. So, that's a kasha of Tosas. You have a din daraisa, which is learned from pasuk chagas sukkas a drasa daraisa. Shem shachal shem shemam al chagiga kachem shemam sukkas. What do you need a rabbanon of huktzal mitzvasa for? Right, that's a Tosas on that. They ask that. So and a beitza. So the answer is what some Rishonim say. The Ramban there in Shabbos Mehemet Aleph. Okay. Basically says this point, okay, that's the mocker for hooks and mitzvah. So it's all one and the same. Okay, anyway, so let's just, so there you have, let's move now to, can I print out all the sukkah sources? Just a minute. Yeah. Okay, so I printed there the sources from the Rambam and the Sukkah. Okay, just a second. In Parak Vav of Hilchos Sukkah, Halacha Tazayin, right? Bechein Ochlu Ramashkin Shetom Besukah Deilan. Also is Tavan Kosher. Fine. Okay, that's in the Shulchan Aruch also. Hilchos Sukkah Simen Tov for Ish Lamed Ches and Tifalav Atzei Sukkah. Asur Koshmon and Simei Achag and Sibei is Chen Ochur Mashin and so on. So anyway, so that's the second reason here. Chal Shem Shmaya Asukah Hukzul Mitzvaso, and that applies to Ner Chanukah too. But now one second, but maybe that doesn't apply to Ner Chanukah. Why should that apply? What's the svar that should maybe it again? If especially if you hold that it's rooted in a drasha by Sukkah. Right, Chag Asukos, Kechem Shechal Shem Shmaya Chagiga, Chachal Shem Shmaya Sukkah. One second, so maybe it's a special din by Sukkah, right? Maybe this din of Huk Tzol Mitzvah. So who says it applies to every mitzvah? Maybe it only applies to Sukkah. So we see not so because the Gemara in Sukkah, Lamed Zayin Beis, Hadas Amar Rabba, Hadas Shom Mitzvah Also L'Riachbo. My time, hadas l'reicha koi ki aktei l'reicha aktei. Esrog l'chila koi aktei l'chila aktei. You know the din is you're not supposed to smell the hadasim. Esrog you can't smell, just can't eat it because it's hukta. Whatever its use, its primary uses. So esrog is primarily fruit for being edible. So therefore, you're not allowed to eat it. That's the hukta mitzvah. We can smell it. The hadas is primarily a smell. People use hadas for besamim. By the Sfardim at the Chuppah, they have a barman of Sfardim, they kind of das a lot of times. So anyway, bottom line, but what do we see for our purpose in this Gemara? That the din is not just by Sukkah, the Gemara applies to the Esrog and Hadas who? Okay, the difference in Esrog and Hadas, but the principle of Hukzal Mitzvah is applied by this Gemara to Esrog and Hadas as well. It's not a special din in Sukkah, and that's how you paskin, right? Parag Zayin, Alokha Chav Vav, Hilchas Lulav in the Rambam, Hadas Rulav, Osal Yechbo. Shari hook to the mitzvah and esrog also lechol because you can smell it, but you're not allowed to eat it. Shari hook to the mitzvah lechila, and that's the Shulchan Aruch also in the Tafreishin of Gimel. So basically, the issue is chal shen shemayim is not only by lulav, not only by sukkah, but rather sukkah serves as the paradigm. Okay, the Ramban in Shabbos Testament Alvis l'shitoso, the Ramban of the Mechamas. Okay, we mentioned earlier the Chiddush Ramban on Daf Chaf Alfa Beis, where he speaks about the disagrees with the Balamor. He says also Shamash Ora is on all usages, not just Bizui. Okay, he says over here Ramban and Mechamas. He says as well that Ner Chanukah all Shemushim Aser. Dumya the Turei Sukkah, Dumya the Hadas Shom Mitzvah. Okay, so all Tashmish are also in the Chanukah because it is din of Huktzum Mitzvah also. Okay, now you could still argue I leave this a possibility, you could still argue that no, Huktzum Mitzvah also is not going to apply to Ner Chanukah. But it applies to Hadas and Esrog. It's not just limited to Sukkah, even though the original drasha is Kashem Shechal Shem Shamayim Ala Chagiga Kach Shem Shemal Ala Sukkah, and we extend it to other things. But maybe don't extend it to Chanukah. Why? Because maybe Huxim is also a Lamedish is only on a Cheftza Shom Mitzvah. And a Cheftza Shom Mitzvah is only by Din Daraisa. So it applies to other dinim d'oraisa besides sukkah, like hadas, okay? But maybe not, okay? And this is a famous nesivus, okay? I printed part of it in Simon Reish Lamedal Choshen Mishpat Simon Reish Lamedal Nesivus Hamishpat Birun Hos Gimel, okay? He discusses important differences in d'rabbanan and d'oraisa, and basically he says there's no onus on the shogeg and d'rabbanan and so on. But the Rabbanan can't create a Chavtza Shel Iser. Okay, to put it in Lamedisha terms, the Rabbanan can do is they can Aser something on the Gavra. Rabbanan can declare this is Aser. Okay, and it's a part of a longer Nesivus, but for our purposes now. Okay, in other words, the Rabbanan can create, the Rabbanan can't say this food is a Chavtza Shel Iser. They can say, you, the Gavra, can't eat this and this food. Okay, basically, I don't know, bas v'chalav with chicken. Okay, they can't say that it becomes a chevtza shel iser. It's not a chevtza shel iser. All right, it's a the rabbanon don't have the koyach, so to speak, the authority to create a chevtza shel iser. They can aser on the gavra. That's the famous nesivus. All right, so therefore, they can tell you, I can't, remember, we can't do this or that. But it's an issur on me. It doesn't create a cheftishal issur. It's very stafka minis. But one of them perhaps is, maybe this, maybe kashem shechal shem shamayim ala chagiga, shechal shem shamayim ala sukkah, and we extend it from sukkah to hadas to esrog. Yeah, but not to Hanukkah, because the near Hanukkah, you can't call that a cheftishal issur. So perhaps that third reason doesn't apply. But in any event, we do have a third reason. Okay? There is a fourth reason. So far again, we had the idea of a hecker, perhaps that's the person we need, the idea of avoiding bizur mitzvah, right, to use it for something else, and perhaps an afkamina where the tashmish al mitzvah is included. We have a third thing, huktzah mitzvah, and then perhaps the question whether huktzah mitzvah should extend to their Chanukah or not. And now a fourth reason, and the Balamor hinted at it, but I'll read it from the Ran. The Ran in Huchas Chanukah, Shabbos Testament Aleph, from the page of the Rif on the Sugya. 44. Shema minoh, also lishtamish la'ora pirish, kol tashmishin afilu tashmish mitzvah. So he weighs in on that side, no question about that. Okay, all things. The kevan shayid, why? The kevan shayid, they nes nasa shenasa b'menorah, tiknua. Since, what was the miracle, what was the ner Chanukah, what was the menorah of Chanukah, and Eres Chanukah instituted keneged, the menorah of the mikdash. So therefore, asa'ua kemenorah she'ein mishtamish b'klal. It has the dinim of the light of the menorah, which was not used. Okay? And he says, some of the rites we mentioned, when it speaks about asa lahartzos mos, okay, so what do you have to tell me a din? In other words, the answer is, it does have kedusha. It does have kedusha. In fact, I would just add on, he doesn't say this, but how does Haneiros Halal begin? Towards the end, so at the very end, it says, V'chol shmona simei Chanukah Haneiros Halalu Kodesh. Oh yeah? Really? Yes, apparently. Haneiros has that strange line also. Right before us, Enel Shaz Mahen, it says, V'chol shmona simei Chanukah Kodesh. Oh. And therefore, don't break up the lines in Haneiros Halalu. Okay? It's, you know why? Because Haneiros Halalu Kodesh. What, the Kodesh? Well, yeah, Chazal Mesak in this mitzvah to correspond or to remember, to relate to the menorah of the Mikdash. So therefore, it has a din, like the menorah of the Mikdash, and Mishnah Shema Klal. And I, so what do you need to tell me that, what do you need to tell me? Why do you have to have a whole Gemara tell you not how to count your money? If there's all kinds of, you can't even learn. So Avadi can't count your money. Right? The answer is because, again, it's a very temporary usage. He said, a feeler reads him out, Tashmish Kal also. What's the big deal? It takes 2 seconds. You know, so there, I might have thought that's what the Gemara had to say. No, not even that. You follow? And the Rashboa quotes that reason as well in his parish on the Meiri in 46. Yesh Barmbo Bintam Isur Hano Ukudusha Gemura Hol Vein Zecher Laneros Ushemina Hechel. Okay? They made it like Noisukah, like Hadashal Mitzvah, but why? Because they give it a certain Kedusha. Alright, and therefore one now could add, that'll answer our question before. We ask, according to the Nesivas, that the Rabbanim can't create a Chavtzashom Eshkashol, the Isser. They can only create an Isser on the Gavra. That famous Chakira, okay, maybe that's true, but by Ner Chanukah they created not a Cheftzashul Isser, but a Cheftzah has Kedusha. The Rabbanan has Kedusha because it's modeled after the Mikdash. Called Tikkun Rabbanan Kei Deraisa Tikkun, so it's modeled after that. And Mamela, Mamela. Therefore, it's no good. Okay. Yeah. Just 1 second. It's interesting to explain something else as well. I was looking at my notes. I don't see where I saw it. I decided to make it up. But very often, a mitzvah rabbanon is the lashon al. You know that whole sugya in the first parak of Pesachim is the mishnah li, is the nuscha bracha li, or al, it's the infinitive, or it's the more passive. Right, so, and whatever rules you come up with, there are exceptions. But some say that mitzvahs to Rabbanon are generally al. Okay, al mikra megillah, al tesedayim. Okay, it's usually al. So why is it lehadlik ner shel Hanukkah? So some say because since it was modeled after the mikdash, it has the derisa form. Okay, lehadlik ner shel Hanukkah. That's it. So the look in the Levush 47, some tov reishayin gimel sif beis. Od kevan shal yedei neis. Why? How do you know they didn't use the light of the menorah of the mikdash? Because where was it? It was inside. Okay. Nobody saw the candle. Nobody saw it. Right. So the menorah of the mikdash wasn't for use. It was whatever it's there for, to lend chashivas to the place and so on and so forth. Okay, but. You know, it was inside, so it wasn't something that was used. Now, it's interesting, also, just as a side point, you know, there's some question, the whole idea is the light, right? The discussion in the Aharon, do you need a kli? Do you need an actual menorah? Sometimes the guys in the dorm, they take a piece of tinfoil and they stick candles on it, right? You ever do that? I don't know if people do that. Okay, but, you know, right, do you need a menorah? Do you need a kli? Does it have to be a kli? Well, the mikdash and had the menorah, but the main thing was the oil. You could argue the main thing is the oil. So what's the difference? So someone on the machu, you have to have a kli also. You have to have a menorah. Maybe the story of Shechter, that there was a fellow who was becoming more observant. He was in JSS or whatever it is. He was becoming more observant, and they heard a shir from Rosh Shechter before Hanukkah, and Rosh Shechter quoted. So Achronim that a machu, you should have a kli, a menorah, and actually put the candles in something, not simply, take a piece of tinfoil and stick candles on the windowsill or something like that. Guys do that. No, people do not. I don't know.
Most people
have menorahs. Most people have menorahs. So apparently, the way I heard the story was, there was this fellow, you know, went to see him at Soloveitchik. He used to have the apartment in the Rav used to sleep in the morgue dorm, you know. What room is that? 101 or something? The corner room. That's sweet, right next to the with now the Sardi basement. Huh? Yes, he stays the other one. He stays to the left. Who?
Right, Berber.
Okay, there you go. So it's next door to what's now the Sardi basement. That was the Rav's apartment when he was here. So apparently this young fellow was in the, he was an unusual fellow, very literal minded and so on. And he didn't really know who Rav Soloveitchik was, who Rav Shechter was. So anyway, so he was in the Rav's apartment, he had some questions, and he saw that the Rav was here for Hanukkah only one night or two. He didn't have a menorah. He just lit on the windowsill. So the boy said, oh, you can't do that. Rav Shechter said that you have to have a menorah to light the candle. So the Rav said, tell Rav Shechter he's crazy. We don't follow that. So this one, so Rav Shechter, the guy came up and goes, Rabbi Soloveitchik told me to tell you you're crazy. We don't follow that. Rabbi Soloveitchik told me to tell you you're crazy. But anyway, so the Rabbi said it's not strictly speaking required. I'll be dim. Some people might. Anyway, but the main thing is, so that's reason number four now. There's a little code of shame. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, we'll move down to 50. Okay. Well, first of all, look at the Magen Mishnah, the Rambam and Hilchot Perek Dalet Chavav. He says the language exactly what he said. Okay? Look at the Rambam's language at the end of 48. Perek Dalet Hilchot Chanukah Alot Chavav. When he brings the Mo'os case, look how he phrases it. Vafilu livdok Mo'os olim nos la'ora osir. Vafilu. See that word? Last end of the 48? Rambam adds word Vafilu. Meaning what? The Rambam is really weighing in that all Tashmishim are Osir. Afilu is something so temporary, so nothing in counting your chain takes 2 seconds. Even that's not allowed. Okay? And he says in the Magen Mishnah, that's the Rambam saying clearly, Mavur, Osir La'atuz Mogen Erechanako, V'cheniski Ramban, Rashbol, L'asor Kol Tashmishim. Right? Really, all things are allowed. And perhaps for that reason that it has Kedushim. Okay? Okay, in the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Chanukah Siman Tav Reish Ayin Gimel Seif Aleph, okay, says if based on all of the above, he also has Alashon Afilu, by the way. Afilu lived up most of us Laura Oser. Afilu Tasha Shal Kedusha Kol Lilmod Laura Oser. The Yesh Mishamater, he meant that Yesh Mishamater B'Tasha Shal Kedusha. Some do allow. But V'noagin Lahadlik Ner Nosah, but that's why we light what? The Shamash, that's why we light an extra candle. In case you're using the light, the light will come from that extra candle and so on. Alright, and the Anichu Barachuk Tzas Mishar Neres HaMitzvah, and should move them a little further away. That's why the Shamish is sometimes higher, or it's further to the right, or to the left, or to a different place, not to be confused with the other candles. Okay? I just want to point out that Taz, in Sivkot and Gimel, okay, the Taz, Sivkot and Gimel, when he speaks about using the candles, he says he's focusing on the Hartzos Mos thing. He says, because also it's telling you something else. Let's say, you know, I light Hanukkah candles in the room, and I have to walk out of the room. So the mice said, the Hanukkah candles are helping me walk out. They give light. Right? I'm walking out of the room. They give light. So I'm not allowed to. I must have a shamish. Again, we do a shamish. But you have to have. So the Taz, and among our room also, Taz, both in Sim Tov Reish Ayin Gimel. Okay? Sivkot and Gimel in the Taz, Sivkot and Beis in the Mogan Avram, they both say that Lemaisa, with everything, a Tashmish which doesn't need you, you know, it's from a distance. Why do you give the example of counting your money? Because if you're counting your money, you got to go right next to the light you want to see. If you're going to be in the back of the room, like, it's not going to help you. Right? So that's in the Mogan Avram. You can read the Mogan Avram in Sivkot and Beis, right? Shetzorich iun yofa v'yado smuchos an air aval tashmish arai she'ein tzorich l'yado smuchos an air shari. Those were makel with that kind of thing. Okay, that's the that's that. So just finish up. Take a look at Look, we'll look at the Aruch HaShulchan first of all. Okay, despite that heter, Aruch HaShulchan, we'll finish up with this 54. Aruch HaShulchan, Simon Tov Reish Ayin Gimel Siv Zayin. Kvar Nisbar, the also Shamash from there, Ner Chanukah. Okay, V'chein, V'ein Bikar Ner Hachas, Shi Ikra Chiyah, V'ein Aneres HaNosofen, Atam Yishun Bizi Mitzah. He accepts the Bizi Mitzah. He's asking a different question, and that relates to something else, actually. I just thought of this now. I'm planning to speak about this Chanukah. Also, maybe next week we'll see. What's the status of the extra candles, the Mahajan candles? All these didn't apply to the Mahajan candles, too. You could argue, well, that's not really mitzvah in the same way, right? But the Aruch HaShulchan says it is the same, so we'll leave it at that for now. Okay? But he writes at the end, Aval Tashmish Kal, Shunasim Aruch HaButter. Well, he says, no, it still be a mitzvah, V'chein HaMinig LaHachmer, V'afil Lecho Merochak Osir. Okay, but the Aruch HaShulchan, the minig is not to accept this kula as long as it's far away. Is we don't have anything, even walking by, and chashiyei shamish mutter, the shamish is mutter. Okay? So it's interesting. The Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi, in the end of, well, I think they printed differently now. The Beis Halevi ala Torah. The Beis Halevi ala Torah is only, he only wrote on Brachos and Shmos. As far as I know, he didn't, or else it got lost, the rest, but, you know, we don't have it. But Lamais, we only have on Brachos, I think only wrote on Brachos and Shmos. But there's a whole section towards the end of Brachos on Hilchos Chanukah. They printed now the same order? I forgot already. Maybe they printed the back. I don't know. But anyway, take a look. There's a whole thing in Hilchos Chanukah. So on this piece in 55, he says, "Begemara ba'aslo shtamis ora," and Rashi says, "She nikar shushamitzah," and the Ran gives it the other reason. The Ran says because zeichel menorah of the mikdash. So he wants to make the interesting chiluk. It's not so negative to us now because our menorahs, our windows, or even the light outside, they're kind of set further back because we have frontage property. But let's say you have to picture. Maybe even some neighbors in Eretz Yisrael. Mom is the front of the house, right on the street. Okay, right on the street. So you have candles burning. So the candles burning in the window provide light to the street. So am I allowed to walk using those lights? Not Mike, I'm walking home. Okay, but those lights help me to be able to see. So the Beis Halevi says, "Hinel appears Rashi is mocking himself. Lomar the leka isura rakla bnei abayis." The haner u'shalahem u'kshistam shubo leka heker the yom ruharoim litzarcho idliko. Avol acherem aholchim barachov efshel shar nishtam is derchiluchem. Okay, because they're not going to say, "Oh, he must have lit that." No, they know he didn't light up the road. Okay? And what's the concern? The concern is people are going to say, or the person themselves is going to think this is my regular lights. So as far as a passerby is concerned, who cares? What the, I don't care why there's light there. None of my business. So for me, I'm allowed to use and benefit from these this street light. Again, we can't delay this day because we have street lamps and we have much more light. But and when it's dark and you had homes or properties were right up against the Shusar Abim, right up against the street. So the fact that there are candles lit in the window help me walk and see where I'm going. Am I allowed to use them on purpose? Again, if you're not you just happily walking, there's one thing. But am I allowed to purposely use that to find my way? So according to Rashi, the answer would be yes, because that doesn't take away from the hecker of the B'nai Bias, maybe. Okay? On the other hand, if you hold this Pesumin Nisa, maybe it does. But according to the Ran, that it's like kind of a Zechel menorah, okay, well, perhaps it would apply to other people also. According to the Ran, the menorah and the mikdash was also for everybody, right? So, perhaps that's a, perhaps it's a difference. Perhaps there's a difference. Okay, so anyway, that's a little bit, we'll stop over here. That's a little bit, some insight to the four reasons why this should be necessary. My name is Hollow, Anna Rishis, and Shabbat. I've got four different reasons. Again, the hecker, and what it is a mitzvah, and Hutzel Mitzvaso, and the fact that it's compared to the menorah of the Mikdash. Just as a side point to conclude, many of you are probably familiar with the famous Ramban at the beginning of Baloslo. Right? We read on Chanukah, we read about the Nesiim, every day a different carbon was brought by a different tribal leader. So Aaron complains, what do you mean? I wasn't able to come. So Kadosh Baruch Hu said, no, you'll have something greater, you have the menorah. And everyone wonders, what's that got to do? What's that thing? He wasn't asking Aaron a lot of things to do. He also went into the culture concerning the Kippur. He also wore a special Shmona Begadim and a lot of things. So, the answer is, the Ramban explains, Aaron was looking for something related to a dedication, related to being, a mechanic something, and so I want to participate dafka in that. He wasn't complaining he didn't have enough to do. So Kadosh Baruch Hu said, you have the mitzvah menorah, which in the future, through your children, right? That famous Ramban at the beginning of Baal, so through your children. So again, you also see from there that there's a very deep connection between the menorah of Hanukkah and the menorah of the Mishkan, and subsequently the Beis HaMikdash, so maybe it takes on the dinim. So four reasons why, and it is to the Chanukah, the Hanukkah. Okay.